Test 72, Section 3, Question 10. Here it says, which one of the following, if true, provides the strongest basis for criticizing the reasoning in the argument? So again, that's a flaw. It says, auto accidents are the most common cause of whiplash injury. So auto is the most common cause of whiplash, kind of injury that's caused by sudden sharp motion in the neck. Thanks for defining whiplash. However, many other types of accidents can produce a sudden sharp motion of the neck and thereby result in whiplash injury. So other things can do it too. A sudden sharp motion of the neck can also be can be caused by a fall, a bump on the head, or even being shoved from behind. Okay, so there's lots of ways you can get whiplash. That is why you should insist on receiving Lakeside Injury Clinic's complete course of treatment for whiplash after any accident that involves a fall or a bump on the head. So that's why you should always insist on doing the whole complete course of whiplash if you fall or have a bump on the head. Now the problem with this is that it basically goes from something that can produce a result to therefore saying you should always assume that that result has been created. And so just because a bump on the head or a fall can create a sudden sharp movement of the neck doesn't mean that it always does. And so therefore, the problem is just because it's a possibility doesn't mean you should treat it as though it did happen. So, A, being shoved from behind rarely causes whiplash. Well, the conclusion is not actually about being shoved from behind, so that doesn't really matter. B, auto accidents often involve falling or being bumped on the head. No, I don't think that that's the flaw, that auto accidents involve that. Non-automobile accidents, other than those involving falls or bumps on the head, also occasionally cause whiplash injuries. Again, we don't really care about those. All we care about is falls or bumps on the head because that's what our conclusion is about. D, it is very uncommon for falling or being bumped on the head to result in a sudden sharp motion of the neck. That would really indicate the problem with this argument, is that it's not going to be worth it to always do that treatment if it's something that's a very rare occurrence. And then E, the appropriate treatment for whiplash caused by a fall or bump on the head is no different than from that for whiplash caused by auto accident. Well, if that anything, that would kind of suggest that it would be a good idea to take the treatment, but we're not looking for that. We're looking for the problem, and therefore D is our correct response.